Testing 1, 2, 3. We're back. It's a show about nothing, revisiting Tara's house, and I'm your host, Ifa. And Tama is absent this week, so I have a guest co-host.
Yay!
She's Tia. She's a longtime friend. 5 years now. 5 years?
Yes, 5 years. Oh my God. 5 years.
And then we used to work together. She still works with Tama, and I left. And she is also a huge fan of Tara's house, which is why we brought her on here.
Yes, I am.
Wait, let me just talk about the premise of this podcast, just in case you guys don't know. We're rewatching Tara's House, Boys and Girls in the City, which is the first season on Netflix. Yes. But it's not like the first real season. And the premise is three boys and girls live together, and they just live their life, basically.
Yes.
Yes. And right now, the cast members are...
Minori,
who's a model slash student.
Mako-chan. Oh, okay.
Okay, let's go girls and boys.
Okay.
First. Then Mizuki, she's like a office worker slash barista.
Yes.
Yuriko, she's a medical student. And then the guys are Yuki, he's a tap dancer.
And then
Makoto, he's a baseball player slash student.
Student.
And then the last guy is
Uchi.
And he is a
hairstylist. Yes.
Yeah, those are the people. And they're still the same people that we had since the beginning. This is episode 8 we're talking about. But first, let's introduce Tia.
Mm-hmm.
So, Tia, when did you start watching Tara's House?
Probably, late last year. I think I started watching it a little bit late.
Mm-hmm.
I started watching it after there were, articles on BuzzFeed and, I think, Guardian, I think. And they said it was, a show about nothing. Mm-hmm. It's, what your podcast is about. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was just, curious, what the hell is this show about nothing? And
Yeah,
so I watched it and I got hooked until now.
So, why do you like watching Tara's House?
Because it's literally about nothing, I guess, and you just get to follow the lives of these normal people and how they interact with each other and interact the Japanese way. I think that's interesting to learn about the culture too. Yes.
Do you actually like watching reality TV shows?
Depends. I mean, I like Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Yes! Keeping Up with the Kardashians is the OG.
Yeah, I like Keeping Up with the Kardashians, and I also what's that the on Netflix? The Queer Eye.
Queer Eye is great.
Yes. But no, other than that, I don't watch reality shows too much. Mm-hmm. So yeah. So it's just these three now.
Tara's House.
Yeah.
Tara's House is the best.
It is. TV it's show. The best. It's the best.
It's literally about nothing.
But yeah, literally. Yeah, you do. Yeah, so that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so, what was I gonna say? Okay, so let's go into this episode, right?
Yes, let's
go. So this is episode 8.
Yes.
And it's called Late Night Poolside.
Yes. So, oh, yeah, yeah.
And then, what does it start? So it always starts with the panelists.
Yeah.
But I didn't find anything interesting in this week's panel.
Mm-hmm.
So let's cut straight to the episode.
Yes.
So we have our model Minori and medical student Yuri. They're talking about Makoto.
Yes.
And Minori says that she's a bit confused about Makoto.
Yeah.
Who has, up till now, been showing interest towards her.
Yes.
They've gone jogging together.
Yeah.
That's all I can remember.
Yeah, they've gone jogging together. And they've
But then she's having doubts about him because he's not serious about his baseball training.
Yes.
Even though he said that he wants to be serious.
Yeah, yeah.
And also, she's also confused because he blabbed to Yuriko
about the date, I think. The date that Minori had with Uchi. Mm-hmm. He said that she made him a bento, and then that kind of made him feel weird about it. And that he didn't have any feelings anymore for Minori, right? That's what he said to Yuriko.
Yeah.
But then he texted Minori, and he said that no, I didn't mean what I said to, what's her name, to Yuriko.
Yeah.
I still have feelings for you. It's like, what? So, yeah, I guess Minori is telling Yuriko because she's confused.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what is up with Mako-chan?
Yeah. What do you think about Mako-chan so far?
I don't know. I mean, he was one of my favorite members during the first episode because he was the most good-looking.
Yes.
Among the guys, and he seemed really chill, and he was kind of manly. But then, as the episodes progressed, I don't know. I think he's kind of down below there, among the six people. That's true. Yeah, he's I don't know, man.
I mean, apart from him being shady.
Yeah,
I also don't like that he felt like it was weird for Minori to make a pack lunch for Uchi. They were going on a date.
Yeah, and it's not like they had anything official going on between Minori and, what's his name?
Makoto-chan,
yeah. That's weird. And I also don't like how he's not serious about his future.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he said that he wanted to make it, being a, what's it called? A pitcher, but then he keeps on snacking late night and stuff like that. And he's smoking, too, right?
That's true.
Yeah.
And then, we cut straight to a scene where Makoto is in the laundry room
smoking.
Smoking.
Literally smoking.
And just checking his phone.
Yeah.
This laundry room is great, by the way.
Yeah, it's so nice. Everyone talks about it. Yeah, there's two machines.
Yeah, and it's so nice. Semi-outdoor.
I know, it's so nice. You can smoke there, what?
Yes. So, yeah. So, basically, the producers were just let's find a scene where Makoto is, doing nothing.
But smoking.
But smoking.
Yeah.
And then, next scene we cut to Uchi.
He's at the salon.
And he's talking to his coworkers who are all, I feel like older ladies. When I say older, they're late 20s, early 30s, right? Because he's a hairstylist. Mm-hmm. And he was saying how the date with Yuriko took a lot of effort.
Watching that, it was kind of a little hard to watch, don't you think? Because, yeah, I think I agree, though. It takes more effort to talk to Yuriko compared to the other girls because she feels like she'd be so... What's the word for it? So vulnerable, kind of. And she's so goody-goody. I don't know. I'm so sorry. Yeah, and I feel like it would be hard for the guys to talk to her, but yeah, that's what he said. It was... I had to make a little more effort for Yuriko. Yeah, and that's what he said. And then he said that he told Mako-chan about this, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And then there's some rock music there, too. Yeah, to mark some drama.
Yes.
Yeah, and then he said, Mako-chan told...
Oh, Yuriko.
Yeah, Yuriko. And then his coworkers were like, what? Oh my god, seriously? Mm. Why would you say that? Yeah.
Basically, everyone agrees that Mako-chan is the worst.
Yeah, he is.
Up to this point. This is only episode 8, so that means it's only been around 2 months.
Yeah, not only the people within the house, but also outside of the house agree that he's the worst. Yeah. And that he said that he already narrowed it down to one girl.
Yeah.
Yay.
He did. And then I think I want to point out that his coworkers have been watching the show.
Yeah. Right?
Wouldn't that be weird? Can you imagine if you're on a TV show and then your coworkers were I saw that none of the girls chose you.
All the girls chose Mako-chan, right? Yeah, none of the girls chose you. Oh, okay. Okay.
I would feel so sad.
Yeah, I know. It would be so weird.
And then we cut to the panel.
Yeah.
They don't say anything particularly interesting.
Yeah.
But they're basically voicing what we're all thinking. They don't know what to make of Makoto.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
I mean, though, Tokui, who's... Well, they're all comedians, basically.
Yeah.
But, Tokui, he's, the oldest guy.
Is he the one that sits on... Without the glasses, right?
Without the glasses, And he just basically says that Makoto's actions has made him feel, kimochi warui, which is,
disgusting.
Disgusting, right? Yeah,
disgusting.
And everyone agrees that Uchi is looking way more attractive now.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, looks-wise, no.
No, no.
But personality-wise, he seems like the most decent person in the house right now, right?
Yeah, yeah. Lesser of evils, I think.
Yes, yes. And they all seem to guess that Uchi would choose Yuriko.
Yuriko, yeah.
And I was like, why would he choose Yuriko?
I know, they had a bad date. When he said that
they've had a bad date.
Yeah.
It took a lot of effort to talk to Yuriko.
Yeah. Yeah, but they seem to think that it's Yuriko. That's weird.
Maybe because she's, like, the cutest.
Yeah.
Because, like, I feel like Mizuki seems, like, too independent.
Yeah.
And Minori seems, like, too, like, casual.
Yeah, like, little brother, right?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. So, yeah, I guess they thought that Yuriko had the best chance among the three. But, yeah.
They're so wrong. But, yeah, anyway. And so, we cut to it's like a guy's night.
Yeah, dinner, kind of.
They have drinks. So, it's a Uchi, Makoto, and...
Tap.
What's his name again?
Yuki, there you go.
No one remembers his name.
I know, I only
Everyone
know
calls
Tap.
Him Tap.
Yeah.
Okay, Yuki. And then, so they brought up... Oh, what's his name? Uchi, hairstylist guy. He brings up, like, Twitter. And it's like... So this is one of the things I really like about Terrace House.
Because
it's so meta. Mm. So not only are your coworkers watching it while it happens. Well, each episode comes maybe like 2 to 3 weeks later than when it actually is filmed.
Yeah.
But people like talk about it on social media and stuff like that. And unlike other like house reality TV shows like in the West or whatever... Like, these people can actually keep their phones and their computers or whatever, and they can, like, check up on their Twitter, on their Facebook, to see what people are saying about them. I would die if I was a house member. I'd be like, no, I'm not gonna check my Twitter for, like, 5 years. They'd be like...
I hate comments.
Yeah, they'd be like, Ifa is a bitch.
I know, like, she sucks. No, All she does is sleep.
But, yeah, so basically they were just... So Uchi was referring to... people tweeting about the second episode where Tap and Uchi too, kind of. Tap and Uchi were both like criticizing Mizuki for being vague about her dreams.
What?
She's like fucking like 23 or something.
I know she doesn't have to have it all figured out, but I mean, for me, her dreams were already like it was clear enough for me, right? I mean, there was no point on like interrogating her about it. That was weird.
They were like, you need a deadline.
I know.
Of when you're gonna have like your own cafe.
I know. It's like, what kind of cafe? Okay, whatever. Yeah, apparently people were like grilling him over that.
Yeah.
Like, what are you doing to these two poor girls? Because like, what's her name? She was crying too. Yuriko was also crying, right? Yeah.
But I don't know why Yuriko was crying, to be honest.
She's just so sensitive.
She was just like empathic.
I know. Yeah.
And, but then suddenly they, like, stop talking about Twitter, or I don't know how the producers edited this episode, and they talk about Uchi's sleeping habits.
Yeah.
And how
sleeping all over the house.
Makoto found him sleeping by the pool once.
I know, that's weird. Weren't there being mosquitoes or something? Or are there no mosquitoes in Japan?
No, there are so many mosquitoes.
Like, why would he sleep by the pool? Isn't that where the mosquitoes are? Or maybe not, because I don't know.
I don't actually know what month this is, because...
Oh yeah,
I feel like it's getting colder, but in the last episode we saw Mizuki in the pool, so
we're getting mixed messages.
Maybe it's like September.
Yeah, maybe it's still like a transition season,
when it's still okay to sleep outside.
Yeah, but like by the pool, okay.
And then I don't know, for some reason, like Tap, what's his name, Yuki, he was like, yo, no one should be sleeping in the living room.
Yeah, because I apparently not only Uchi but also Minori has been sleeping in the living room, right?
Yes.
Yeah. I think, yeah, that, I mean, that's fair, though. Like, if you sleep in the living room, no one else could be there, and they'd have to be, like, super quiet. But, like, that's a space for everyone, right? And them sleeping there would be kind of, like, bothering everyone else, I guess.
That's true.
But he was so, like, he was so serious about it. Like, it was, like, some kind of...
He was like, guys, don't sleep in the living
room. I know,
room.
Like, it's okay. Like, why are you so... serious about this? Okay, but yeah, that was kind of tense-ish, kind of weird, but okay.
So weird. What's it? Oh, and then we switched to the girl.
To the girl in the bedroom.
The bedroom.
Yeah.
And Mizuki is asking Minori,
yes,
has Mako-chan made a move on her?
Yeah.
And then Minori says that they haven't really talked since their date.
Yeah.
Uchi? Yes. Since her date with Uchi.
Since her date with Uchi, mm-hmm. Yes. And then Yuriko told Minori about the talk she had with Mizuki in the cafe in the previous episode, right? And then Yuriko during that episode said that she still had feelings for Mako-chan. He was still like at the top of her list. But then after everything that's happened, she said that her feelings towards Mako have changed. So yeah, that's fair.
I just think it's really funny because her feelings have changed because of his like weird sleeping habits and him eating snacks.
Yeah, see.
And I'm like, if that's the reason why it changed, I don't think you really liked him in the first place. You know?
Yeah. She was just, I think she was looking for like a rebound guy because she
broke up with her boy. She got dumped by her boyfriend.
Yeah,
she as got we dumped found by her out boyfriend. Like episode 3.
Yeah.
And then he's been like sleeping late, even though he has early morning practice.
Yeah, eating snacks.
And they're all like, maybe he's not who I thought he was.
I know,
and
I was that's like, so dramatic. I know, it's so dramatic.
Oh my god.
And then he's also been drinking, and then he's been benched, I think.
Yeah.
Like, they wanted to watch him, and then he said that, no,
I've been benched.
It's like, okay.
The funniest part for me was when Yuriko was like, hey, you know how he's been saying that he can only eat protein? But I saw him eating snacks, and I was like, okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Man.
But yeah, it's too bad though because he had such a good first impression.
That's like, true.
And he's so good looking.
That's true.
It's too bad. Yeah.
Also, I'll tell you later in the end of this episode.
Okay, sure. And then they cut back to the boys in the restaurant. Yes. And then the boys also talk to Mako about his very bad habits of smoking, drinking, and snacking.
Mm-hmm.
And then he said that he got elbow pain. It's like, what? Okay. That's like, I don't know if he really has elbow pain, but he's saying that he's had elbow pain and that has like, menghalangi, what's it called?
It's
like, hindering.
What does hinder?
I know, that's too formal. Yeah, but yeah, he has elbow pain anyway. Yeah.
Yes. Uchi's like, yo, your lifestyle has been making us uncomfortable
because
you're like a lazy motherfucker.
But he is though. But I don't know though. Like, I mean, for you, like, if you were in that situation and your friend was like Makoto, would you say something about it or would you just let him be?
You know what? I think the difference is because I'm not living with that person, right?
Well, yeah, true. Yeah.
If I was living with like, if we were living together, for example, right? And then you were like, I wanna lose weight or something like that. I don't know. I can't think. I wanna lose weight I wanna lose like 10 kilos by the end of the summer or whatever.
Yeah.
But you're like eating snacks all the time and sleeping in. I'd be like, you said you wanted to lose weight.
Yeah. That's true. Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah. But I think, like, for Mako, I guess that would be, like, kind of annoying, I guess. It's like, what's my life, right?
Mm.
Yeah. But yeah, I think I would too. Like, I would tell if I were you I would be.
And we both wanted to lose weight.
Yeah,
we were both like, summer 2019,
like bikini body.
But it's like, I guess, I guess it would be stressful for like Makoto because both Uchi and Tap are very ambitious people anyway, right?
Yes, very.
They're really ambitious people, and so they just don't like seeing lazy people in general. I feel like even if it was like a non-roommate, they would still tell their friend.
Yeah.
That's my feeling.
Yuki especially, like with his
Yuki would be like,
dream police.
Hey, I thought you wanted to be an architect by now. And I was like,
Yeah, no, shut up. Just go away.
They're like acting like parents. And they're basically like, it's okay if you don't make it as long as you work hard. And that's something my parents would say.
He's
like, I want to be able to tell people that it's okay, he worked hard.
It's okay.
I'm like, who are you telling?
like who's even asking? But okay. Yeah.
God.
It's like sort of like a tough love kind of thing, but
but both are bad cops.
Yeah, they are.
Mm.
Yeah, that was pretty tough on Mako, I think.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then we cut to it's probably the next day.
Yeah, the next
Yuriko
day.
Yuriko is at school.
With her friends. And then they ask about the guys.
Yeah. And they mentioned that she mentioned that she liked Makoto the most.
Right? Yeah.
And they were like, oh, what's up with him? And she's like, I don't know, man. I think he's still into Minori. Minori,
yeah.
Whatever, girl. Like, Makoto is not worth your time. I know. He's like, gonna be a doctor.
I know. And he's like, what is he even? Like, up until last night, she was still telling Minori and Mizuki mm-hmm. that she wasn't into him anymore. But then she meets with her friends and says, and talks about Mako again. Like, what? Why? Okay. And then they talk about Yuki, right?
Oh, I didn't take notes on this.
Yeah, they talk about Yuki, and then that she said that he was easy to talk to.
Mm-hmm.
And then she does want to go out with him again. Yeah.
Yeah. But I'm just like, why do you want to go out with him again if you're not, like... I feel like she's already, like, not interested in him.
Yeah, not that way. Yeah, yeah, least. Yeah. She probably still wants to go to Blue Note. That's probably all she wants from him, to be honest. Yeah. And then she said in this scene that she was going to try to ask someone out on a date.
Who?
I don't know. She didn't say, but that's what she said to her friends. Mm-hmm. Like, her friends told her, yeah, maybe you should make the move first. And she's like, yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. I'll do it. Like, who, though?
I'm thinking probably Tap, right? Because they were just talking about Tap.
Yes.
But I don't know. Like, Tap is super into her, but like, she's not that into him.
Yeah. Oh my god. I just remembered there's going to be a scene in the other episodes.
Mm-hmm.
The Costco.
Oh, that's the best, but it's not even with her though.
Yeah, it's with the else. Hat girl. Yeah.
That's like the best scene.
That is. That was so hard to watch though.
Boys and Girls in the City is probably like, it's like a classic for a reason.
Yes, it is. It is. It has everything. Like literally. And then they cut home to... they cut the scene to home, at home.
Yeah.
And then Minori was sleeping on the living room couch.
With Uchi sitting next to her.
Yeah.
And then Mizuki is, like, coming home from work or whatever.
Yeah. Oh, there's one thing I found weird about the scene. Like, Uchi keeps on calling her this little kid.
Yeah.
What is that all about? I mean, like, is that, like, a...
I think it's just, like, a term of affection. I think just...
Between them two? Or, like, the whole house?
I don't know, because I think he's the only one who keeps
calls
saying,
her that?
Yeah.
That's kind of weird.
So, like, at this point in time, we don't know what their relationship is like.
Yeah.
I remember, like... A couple of episodes ago, she was like, oh, Uchi is actually really easy to talk to.
Yeah.
I just haven't talked to him a lot.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
And then, I mean, we never see, like, Minori go to anywhere anyway. So,
yeah.
So she probably hangs out with Uchi a lot, like, whenever he's at home.
Yes.
So, yeah. And then Mizuki is coming home. She's got cake.
Oh, yeah, cake. That looked good.
They're all like, yes, we all want the cake. Because suddenly, like, there's, like, Yuriko comes out, Tab comes out, and they're all just like chilling in the living room.
Yeah.
Which is nice.
That was nice.
This is like, this is probably what will happen if we like, if I actually lived with like other people, you know?
Yes.
I mean, I've had roommates before, and we did hang out in the living room a lot. And it's nice, you know, just to see them like do normal stuff, not just like talk about dating people all the time.
Yes. That was a nice scene. But then they talk about the living, the sleeping thing.
I hate this so much.
I know. They talk about, and they actually woke her up.
Yeah.
Yeah, they woke, what's her name? They woke up Minori.
Yeah.
She was like sleeping like a baby, and they woke her up and told her, like, we had no more sleeping in the living room.
Yeah.
And then she proceeds to move to her room.
Mm.
Yes. And then we cut to the scene in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And there was Yuki washing dishes, which were apparently Minori's. But this scene was a little weird. Like, what was the point of this scene? Like, and then they were just talking about the living room. Could you sleep last night?
Mm.
Like, Yuki asked Minori that.
Yeah.
Did you sleep well? And then Minori was like, is there anything else you want to talk about?
Yeah.
That was weird, though.
I don't know. I think maybe the producers wanted to show us that, like, she's so stressed out. But we don't know what she's stressed out about, though.
Yeah, like... And then she said that she's tired from stuff. Stuff are you tired
she's
from?
Tired from stuff.
Like,
you don't even go to school.
I know.
I never see you go to school.
Yeah, and we don't even see her modeling that much yet. Yeah, that was a weird scene. That was a really weird scene.
I mean, they never hang out anyway, right?
Yuki and Minori.
Like, we've never really seen them hang out before.
Yeah,
I guess
okay.
the producers were like, maybe we should have like one scene with these two together.
Yeah. But there was kind of like a tension there, like, I don't know.
Yeah, Minoru is probably like, man, the sofa is more comfortable than my bed. I
Yeah.
want to sleep
Yeah.
downstairs.
And then Yuki is like, yeah. And then, yeah, Minori was like, is there anything else you want to talk about? Wait, was
No,
who
it was
asked? It
Yuki.
was Yuki,
Yeah,
yeah.
Yuki was
Maybe
like, is there
Yuki was
anyone?
like, are
I
you
think he was
open?
trying to be like a big brother or
Yeah.
whatever.
He doesn't come across as a big brother, though, right?
No. He comes up as someone like really annoying. Like
Yes,
someone you
like,
don't want to
just.
talk to. You're
Yeah,
just
like.
like, yeah, I did wash the dishes already. You don't have to
Yeah.
wash it for me.
I don't know. Yeah. He's I think he was my least favorite member during in the first few episodes. Up until this episode too, I think.
I
Yeah.
feel like he was my least favorite member forever in this whole like boys and girls in the city.
Really? The
Yeah.
whole entire season? Wow, okay. Yeah. Yeah, though,
He brought
yeah.
nothing to the table.
Yeah, nothing. Like literally
Oh
nothing.
yeah.
Yeah. Just the
We saw
tap
him tap
dance.
dance once.
And that's it. And
Yeah.
that's it.
We saw him teach, I guess.
Yeah. And he has tickets to Blue Note. I
Yeah.
don't know how you get in there, but yeah. He got in there, but yeah, that was it.
Oh my God. So yeah, we cut to the panel
The
and
panel. Oh yeah, the panel.
yeah. They're concerned that Tap is not acting like the big brother he should be.
Yeah, the he was more angry about the
The couch
living
situation,
room
yeah.
situation rather than
Rather than like
Makoto's
helping with
situation.
Makoto. Especially, and it's, I guess it would be weird because he was so like adamant
Yeah.
about Mizuki getting her dreams straight,
Yeah, that's
you gotta know when you wanna have your own cafe
Yeah,
by
yeah.
2020 or whatever.
Yeah, and then but he doesn't say anything about Makoto, so that's weird.
Yeah. But, they did mention the tweets, and
Yeah.
then they think it's because
Of the tweets,
of the
yeah.
tweets.
Maybe he doesn't want to get any more hate
He wants
tweets.
to be like more chill.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I would probably do the same, to be honest.
Yeah,
Like
see, yeah.
if someone was like, "Oh, Fadina eats like pizza all the time. She should
And
stop
then,
eating pizza." I would be like eating
yeah, okay.
salads for the next few
Yeah,
episodes.
you'd have to go to the bathroom to do it. Yeah.
My God. Oh, and then they talk about Uchi,
Yeah.
and they still
Think
think that he
that.
likes Yuriko.
Yeah.
And I'm like, they're
No,
stupid.
come on.
Come
No.
on, you're smarter than
No,
that.
like, literally nothing has happened since the date
Yeah.
between Yuriko and Uchi. Nothing has happened. Like, he
But
hasn't. Yeah.
maybe they think that way because in the last episode, when like Uchi got really mad at Makoto and
Yeah.
like
Yeah.
maybe because he seems so like
Oh,
passionate
yeah.
about like, "Makoto, don't screw this up for me."
Yeah,
That's
probably. That's
probably why
true.
they think that he still likes Yuriko the most.
Yeah.
And I was like, come on, man. Yuriko is not his type, you can tell.
Yeah, Yuriko is too. Yeah. It's
Though maybe
just,
they
yeah.
also think that Yuriko is his type because she's like a medical student, so she's like hardworking or whatever. Whereas the
Yeah.
other, well, no, Mizuki's also hardworking, but I feel like she's
No,
too
she's too
independent.
independent for him. Yeah,
Yeah.
yeah. I think is Yuriko like what the general public in Japan would think of as attractive?
Yes, she's like the
Yes.
cutest one.
Okay.
Even though everyone else on Reddit and the rest of the world agrees that Mizuki is like
Mizuki,
the
come
most attractive
on.
one.
Mizuki
Come
is the
on.
best. Mizuki is the
Mizuki is
best.
so slept on.
Yeah, she is. Like for me it's like Mizuki, Minori,
Yes.
and
And
then, like,
then
way
Yuriko.
down there would be Yuriko. She's so boring, I'm sorry. And she's too cute for me.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah, she's too cute. Kawaii.
#Mizuki 2018. Yeah, and then this is the last scene.
Yes.
So, and in this last scene, we find out who Uchi likes,
Yes.
right? He comes into the girls' room. He's like, "Hey, can I borrow Minori?"
Yes.
Right? And then they go by the pool. I don't know why they had to go all the way
I
down to the pool.
know, like they
Just go
could
to the living
just,
room
yeah,
or like
maybe
the
he wanted
kitchen.
to like have this like mood kind of.
Ambiance. And
Yeah,
she's like, "I've
ambiance.
never sat in this chair
I
before." So
know.
stupid.
Yeah.
And then he was like, "Hey, let's go out on a second date or something like that."
Yeah.
Right?
And she was all giggly.
Yeah.
That's yeah, I didn't think that she'd be giggly. I didn't even think that she'd like him
That's true.
because I mean like between, I mean, if I were her, if it was between Uchi and Mako-chan, I would choose Mako-chan. I mean, if you know, just looks-wise.
Yeah, looks-wise, I would also still choose Mako-chan.
Yeah, but, like, if I found out that Mako-chan was such a bitch, then I wouldn't choose either of them, I think.
That's true.
Yeah, Uchi is just not...
But I feel like maybe they've been hanging out a lot because yeah, she did fall asleep next to him, right? Yeah. On the sofa.
Yeah, that's true, that's right. True. And then she was all giggly and she had dimples under her eyes. That was cute, though.
But she has dimples under her eyes? Yeah,
like, what is that? I, like, over here, I don't know.
Oh,
like,
yeah, those are dimples, bones? I guess.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Yeah, that was cute, though.
Mm-hmm. And he's like, this is the most nervous I've ever felt.
Yeah.
And I was like, yo, dude, you cut hair for a living. I would be more nervous about cutting people's hair.
Yeah, and this time Uchi said that he would be arranging the date. Last time they were, like, planning
arranging
it, both of
it
them.
Together.
Yeah.
Which is cute.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it's cute. Like, you could tell he was really nervous.
Yeah.
Like, when he left, he was, like sighing. Yeah. And it's, like, really different from what he normally is. Normally, he's very confident, right?
Yeah, normally he's really confident. And he has never acted this way around Minori, especially. Mm-hmm. And then he even called Minori a little brother, right?
Yes, that's true.
So that was... I think that was... You know, I don't even ship them, but I thought that was pretty cute.
Yeah.
That was pretty cute. That was a cute
that
scene.
That was pretty cute.
Yes.
And, like, his... Whatever his dating method worked, right?
That yeah! Means. The Uchi week worked, yes. I guess. And then, what's her name? Minori mm-hmm. says yes, so yeah, that definitely worked.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah.
This was a good episode.
This was, yeah, a lot of drama, but then a little cute stuff at the end, too. So that was cute.
Yeah. I mean, so basically, this is, like, the start of, like, the downfall of Makoto, which yes. has been starting since the last two episodes.
Yeah. It's really too bad, though. Like, he had so much potential.
He had so much potential.
Yeah.
I was like, yo, he's athletic.
Yeah.
He's chill. He's like 10.
Yeah,
you know,
he's really...
Gonna take you jogging.
Yeah. I really liked him. I mean, I shipped him with Minori at first. But... No, I actually shipped him with Mizuki at first. Because, like, they would make this sporty couple. And
That's
they would
true.
Make such a hot couple, seriously. But, yeah, that didn't work out. Like, none of the boys actually liked Mizuki.
I don't understand.
Mizuki's so cool.
Maybe Mizuki should have gone to, like, Aloha State instead of Boys and Girls.
Yes!
I feel like people would have liked her in that
season. Yeah, she's... Yeah.
Alright.
Yes.
Aloha State is trash, by the way.
It is so trash! It is so trash, seriously.
Oh my God.
The members are so trash.
I hate it so much.
Yeah. Are you gonna do a podcast?
I don't know.
That?
We haven't figured out.
I'm gonna be on every episode if you do a podcast on all of
you just be like, bitch, why are you still watching this?
Like, seriously, it was so boring. It's the most boring.
I hate it so much. Yeah. So which one is your favorite season so far?
I can say my least favorite season, which is Aloha State, but Opening New Doors and Boys and Girls in the City is kind of, it's on the same, it's equal
on the same
for me.
Level.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, Boys and Girls in the City is a classic one, like you said, but yeah.
It's classic. It's like, classic. I feel like it's the most Japanese because they're in a city, they're in Tokyo.
Yeah.
You know, these people can actually go to their workplaces in like, 30 minutes, you know.
Yeah.
With like Opening New Doors, I feel like it takes them like 3 hours
to
go to work.
Yeah, they have
to
commute. It's so far. Yeah. But yeah.
No.
Yeah. This is probably my favorite season. Yeah.
Yeah.
The Opening New Doors.
Which one's your favorite? Opening.
Oh, sorry. But Boys and Girls in the City. Sorry. Yes, this one, the current one that we're talking about. Yeah.
Yes. Oh wait. Yeah. Well, I was gonna tell you. Wait. Did you ever find? Did you ever read that? Like, apparently. People on like Reddit found like that Makoto was like in like a porn video once.
What? No. Wait. Was he the?
Yeah, he was the guy. He was the guy.
No.
Yeah.
Like, was that before or after?
People say it's before. They think it's before.
Oh my God! So he was like So th people have seen his
Yeah,
penis?
yeah, yeah.
Oh my God,
And I
no!
was like,
Was
oh
that
my.
only one video?
Apparently only one. Like people could only find one video.
Oh
Maybe it
my
was
God.
maybe he was like he was he maybe he didn't have money that month or
It's
whatever.
it wasn't an amateur video. It was like
I think it was
a real
a real
production.
production, like
Oh
a
my
real like Japanese
God.
AV.
Ew. Do they have screenshots? I would actually like to see
There's
that,
probably
bro.
some there's probably something on Reddit.
Ew.
Probably.
Ew. Seriously, like, is there like a storyline and stuff? Oh my God,
I don't know. I
no!
haven't watched it yet. I just know that people found it. Oh my God.
Okay, I'm gonna check that out on Reddit. Yes. Oh my God. Ew. I cannot imagine.
Which is, you know what? Like being in a porn video is fine. Just like plus his personality in these last few episodes is just
Yeah.
like,
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. Maybe the girls found out that he was in a porn video. That's why they all
They're
they
all like
yeah.
weird. But
Yeah.
like the producers were like, you can't tell the real reason.
Yeah.
Like just make something up.
Yeah. Just talk about his snacking habits. His smoking habits. Yeah. Oh my God, he's been in a porn video. But just one?
I think just one.
Okay. I'll check
So it's
that out.
probably like a one-off or something like that. He's probably
Ew.
like low on money that month.
Ew. Is it like normal though for Japanese people to do that?
I personally don't know any porn stars.
Yeah,
Maybe it's more normal if you lived in like a big city in like
yeah,
Tokyo, because I lived in like a small city and I
yeah.
don't think it was normal.
Ew. Yes. Okay.
Sorry for extra ruining Makoto.
No.
Oh, but so far then, who is your favorite cast member from this lineup, this original lineup?
Mizuki,
Mizuki.
without a doubt.
That's true.
Yeah, Mizuki. It's too bad that she was slept on though.
She was so slept on. I
Yeah,
don't
she's the best.
understand.
She's really the best. She's so pretty and she's independent and she seems so chill.
She's the only one who has like a real job. Oh,
Yeah. Yeah.
okay. Uchi has a real job and so does Yuki, but
Tab.
like they're just like they're like artsy jobs, you know?
Yeah.
Like she has an office job.
Yeah, she has two
Yeah, she
jobs.
has two jobs.
Yeah. She's pretty cool. I mean, her office looks really small, but she's cool.
Yeah, she's cool.
Yeah.
Who is your least? Oh, you already said who your least
Yeah,
favorite was.
Yuki.
Yuki.
I'm sorry,
Yuki's the
Yuki.
worst.
Yuki's the worst. Yeah, he seems really annoying. Like, I would not be friends with him in real life, I think.
No, I wouldn't either.
Yeah, I'd avoid being friends with someone like him. I'm
I don't
sorry.
think I've ever brought up, like, as an adult, like, the topic of what do you want to do for the
I
rest of your
know.
life.
Yeah. As an
It,
adult, no.
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 Like, why
No.
would you even?
Yeah. Because yeah, that's a pretty sensitive topic, I think, especially at like in this
Like,
age,
when you're,
like
like, in your
mid
20s?
20s. Yeah, that's something that you want to figure out by yourself and not have someone else interrogating you about it.
Exactly.
No, that's just like for someone to be judging you on your dreams, that would suck. That would really suck. Yeah, he's my least favorite member so far.
But the good thing about this lineup is that I don't think anyone is boring. I think so, right?
Yes. Oh, what, I
Yuki,
think
no, Uchi?
Yuriko.
Oh, Yuriko, she is kind of boring.
Yeah,
I mean,
Yuriko's
though
kind of
she does bring
boring.
stuff to the table in later episodes.
Yeah, with her ex?
Yeah, with her
Yeah,
ex.
her
That's a
ex.
great episode.
Yeah,
We
that
were all
is.
like, what are
That
you
was,
doing?
yeah, but that was like, I feel like that was pretty real, you know? Like, yeah, the feeling was there. Like, yeah.
And it was raining.
Yeah, oh my God,
I
it was
remember that.
raining. And her ex was pretty good looking, too.
I don't remember what he looks like. We
Yeah.
will go back. We will
Yeah.
revisit that in the
And
upcoming
yes,
episodes.
in the upcoming episodes. Yes.
Do a lot of your friends watch Terrace House?
No. Well, no.
No.
No, just one. And she just started watching it.
Yeah.
But no, not a lot. So, like, there's, like, literally no one I can talk about this except with
Except
Tama and
me.
Ifa. So, yes.
Yes.
Every week I text her about
Yeah,
the
our
new
texts are
episodes.
literally just like screenshots of what
Yeah.
we found out.
Yeah, we text about nothing but Terrace House. Like, you should see our WhatsApp window. Like, nothing else
My
but Terrace
God.
House. Even on Instagram.
Yes.
Yeah.
But people are finally starting to watch, I feel. Like, at least
Yes.
my friends or like my acquaintances.
Yes.
Mostly because I think I've been like really annoying on Insta story because I post about Terrace House maybe like every second day or something like that.
Yeah. We need to though. We need to spread the Terrace House.
Yes.
Hype. Yes, we need to. So everyone.
It's like the perfect TV show. You can put it in the back. Well, no, you can't put it in the background if you don't know Japanese.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
But like I think you last night on Twitter you retweeted a tweet about watching this with your mom or something.
Yeah, that was like an article.
Oh yeah. Which I think you can.
Yeah, that's true.
Except the current season that's ongoing.
Opening New Doors. I haven't even watched that episode yet.
Yeah, it's so racy, but I haven't even watched it yet though. But yes. Except that season, I think.
Also, Netflix, if you're listening to this, please bring the episodes weekly. Please. Not every 3 months.
I'm gonna die. Yeah, I don't know why you have to prioritize Japan. Well, I understand why. But no, yeah. I mean, come on. The rest of the world needs it. Come on. Yes. There are already subs in Japan. Yeah. I mean, English subs in Japan, right?
Yeah.
Like, why
I think people say it's because of the music or something like that. They don't have the license for particular music.
Oh, speaking of music, you know... This season of Terrace House, the Boys and Girls in the City, has the best intro music. This is the best
theme song.
Yeah. The best theme song compared to the other two that's on Netflix. It's like, I sing to it in the shower. It's the best.
I never skip the intro.
I never skip the intro. Yes, that's true. I never skip the intro. I sing along to it. It's the best. It's I don't even know who sings it, though.
It's a band called Lights Follow.
Oh, never heard.
Yeah, I don't think anyone's ever heard of the band except if they like watch Terrace House.
Yeah,
because I was on Reddit yesterday.
Yeah,
and Lights Follow actually posted in the Terrace House subreddit.
Oh really?
Yeah, they were like, oh, we're just letting you know that we're making like new music and stuff like that. And like they came out like 3 months ago. They came out with like the official lyric video for that song.
Oh, that's a little too late, but okay. Okay, sure.
I'm guessing none of them watch Terrace House either.
It's but yeah, the music is so good.
Yeah. The music is good. And it fits, like, the intro the best, I think.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, the intro for this episode was nice, like, while Mako-chan was smoking, and all of a sudden there's, like, the music
coming. Yeah.
That was a good one. Yeah. The music is
Why
nice.
Why don't they just keep Lights Follow, like, the song Slow Down Forever? I don't
Yeah, understand. I know. That should
Why
be
did
the
they
only
have to change
song.
It? I don't
like,
even know what
Taylor
song it is
Swift.
Now.
Taylor Swift? Yeah, well, I don't know what song it is in... the international version, but the one in Japan is Taylor Swift, right?
Yeah, but also for boys and, boys and girls in the city, it's also Taylor Swift
For the Japan version.
Yeah, for the Japan version. It's like,
which song is it?
New Romantics or something.
What?
Like that. Yeah.
That's weird. No,
why are you guys obsessed
Taylor
with Taylor Swift?
Like, why Taylor Swift? No
Taylor Swift is good, but not
but
for Taylor Swift.
Yeah, no,
I don't understand.
Yes.
Anyway, I guess this is the end of the episode. Yay. Is there anything you want to plug? Do you have a Twitter? Do you have an Instagram you want people to follow? Or do you want people not to know what your Instagram or Twitter is?
Well, okay, maybe my Twitter, not my Instagram. Yay, yeah. It's. Can I just, like, write it later on the...
Yeah, you can write it later.
Yes.
So she's not even gonna say it.
Oh, it's because it's pretty hard to pronounce if it's, like, an English version.
Okay, I'll write it down later in the description box.
It's Dewanti Wardani, by the way.
Yes.
There you go.
That's her name. For all you Indonesian listeners, you probably know how to spell her name.
Yes.
And anyway, if you have any questions, suggestions, input, gossip, you can always email us at nothingshow.th@gmail.com.
Yes.
And you can always tweet us at nothingshowth. And that's it for today. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Thank you, Tia, for
Coming
over. She's probably going to come back.
I will.
We're probably gonna, like, list all the, like, super juicy episodes.
Yes, and I'll be coming for all the super juicy episodes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'll have to figure out what episodes those are.
Yes.
Yes. Bye, guys.
Bye.